This is the Drone Zone, and I'm here with Mike Den Hartog. He is a man of many different hats, and some of them professional flight under the Commercial Part 107, and some of them are fun and fast. So, Mike, what do you do?
Well, I started out in aviation as a young lad. I sold it on my 16th birthday, and then I went on to be a professional pilot, a graduate from Central Missouri State. And then 9/11 happened, and it changed the whole world for aviation as we know it for pilots. So I went back to school for air traffic control, and I became an air traffic controller. And then I got married, as that happens to a lot of women. And then the men have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Basically, then I moved down to Florida at one point in time. And then I started getting into event management and so forth and kind of left the aviation market. And I flew RCs as a kid, and obviously every kid aspires to fly RC airplanes. Yep. And stuff, you know, especially in our wonderful generation. And then once I got down to Florida, I started working with drones for event purposes.
Yep.
And when the drones kind of first came on, the quadcopters first came on the scene, I started getting involved in that, and I did a lot with air show management as well, kind of semi-professional for the air show management. And one day somebody came up to me and they said, hey, you know, we're doing this air show over at Sebring, Florida, and Air Expo for the light sport aircraft predominantly. Now it's Sport Aviation Expo. And we'd love to incorporate drones into that. Can you do a drone zone type thing for the Sebring Air Expo? And I said, sure, that sounds like an interesting thing, you know. And my first thought was, you know, DJI and back then, yep, 3DR Solos, mm-hmm, and all the commercial drones was my first thought. And I went to a conference called InterDrone, which happens in September usually. It's out in Las Vegas.
Yep.
It's kind of a who's who of the commercial drone market.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I met a guy named Alex Rodriguez with Urban Drones out of Miami. And he makes the splash drone. Have you heard of the splash drone?
I have not.
I saw the video. You can dunk it in the water and fly it away, all that stuff.
Yeah, and if you want, I've actually got one. We can go look at it.
Oh, boy.
Because it's actually back in our booth over there.
And by the way, guys, we met this guy camping next to us out of pure luck. I mean, that's what Oshkosh
is
about.
Stance.
Oh, yeah. Every year I come here. I've been coming here. This is probably around 38 years for me coming
Oh,
here.
My goodness.
And you always meet interesting people. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You never know who you're going to walk into, you know?
And so you kind of turned Sebring into a race event.
Yeah, so Sebring then, Alex said to me, goes, well, why don't you make a drone race? And I said, well, tell me more about this drone racing stuff, because I hadn't heard about it at that point in time. I had no idea. And he introduced me to the idea of drone race. So in September, we thought of the idea. And by January, we actually created the largest drone race in the United States, one of the largest. I'll say that because I can guarantee it's one of the largest, but I've been corrected by some officials in the higher-ups that said, no, it's the largest. And then we changed.
Right? Awesome.
So basically, we gave away $20,000 the first year, and we had 115 pilots that competed.
Now, what are these pilots flying?
They're flying the little multi-rotors, little quadcopters that are full acro,
mm-hmm,
and they use FPV goggles to fly them by.
And by that acro, he means they're not necessarily leveling themselves. They fly pretty much free form.
It's pretty blade much span. Zero stability.
Yeah.
You know,
blade span's about 5 inches.
Usually it's about a 5-inch quad, mm-hmm, is kind of the norm. Some people, you know, there's different pilots have different variances. Some people just like these like 3-inch quads and 4-inch, and you're like, why would you do that? Everybody else likes 5. But,
yep.
But you know, there's that oddball guy, and then you know, you watch them, and they're keeping up, and they're doing just as good as the guy with the 5-inch. So hey, you know, each is their own.
Yep.
It's really an interesting sport. This last year at Sebring, we had two prizes, both team racing and individual. And the goal was to do 20,000 in both. We fell a little short on the team side, and we ended up giving away around $35,000 in prize money.
That's amazing.
And had almost 200 pilots.
Wow. So, wow. And yet I saw you doing that again this year with the Sebring 2018.
Yeah. Yep. We're doing 2019.
Oh,
we just
yeah.
started planning 2019.
Look at this.
We're talking to some different people to be our presenting sponsors. I would have loved to have made an announcement today, but it didn't happen yet this morning because we did make a phone call.
Oh, so, all right. Well, let's talk about classes in your drone.
Yeah.
Do you regulate them down to a singular class, as in 5-inch drones only, 3-inch drones only, 4-cell, 3-cell?
Yeah. Each one has a different thing, and Joe Scully is the expert on that. Joe Scully is in charge of events for Multi-GP,
mm-hmm,
and he is the voice you hear at all the big drone races.
Hmm.
He is the man. And basically, anything that happens on the racetrack, I give over to him and let him handle.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, okay, you know, we're going to have different criteria for the race. And we sit down and discuss that ahead of time. And then we'll publish those rules ahead of time and say, this is going to be a 3S. You know, this is going to be a 5-inch event.
Yeah.
Yada, 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 and go through that.
So people bring their fun little race cars in.
Yeah, they bring the right one to the right event. And yep. Like, we just did an event over at Sun and Fun. They had the summer, I'm trying to remember the exact term, it was a summer drone expo just a couple weeks ago. And there was a little 3-inch race.
Yeah.
So we did a 3-inch race inside one of the exhibit hangars down there.
Yeah, and you can see that sometimes they're even running the small sub-indoor ones, running them through little
Yeah, like we're doing the Fat Shark
yep.
101s right here
exactly.
at Oshkosh in the Air Venture.
They're lit up and they got FPV and everything.
Yep, they got the FPV and they're... And some of the guys are flipping them into full acro, and some are keeping on the gyro-stabilized beginner mode.
So go ahead and talk a little bit about what you have going on with that whole event there. And I heard there's even a race, and loser has to buy lunch.
Yeah, so we're working on that right now. Alex and some of the guys that are really good drone racers pilots are coming in. Evan Turner, Alex, some of the guys from Team Spectrum, they're all going to be here. And we've been talking about, they've all got their quads back in their campers and stuff, and everybody wants to they'd unleash the fury of them. And so I think that definitely before the week's out, probably Friday, maybe Saturday, we're definitely going to have a time when we go in the cage and have a really, really tight race with a 5-inch quad.
That is going to be an event to watch.
Yes, it'll definitely be something that if you're here on Saturday, you're going to want to come by and check it out.
You'll be able to hear it from quite a distance when they wind them out.
Oh, yeah. And their goal is to go as fast as they can and in the tightest space as possible.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing.
and it's just for fun, and so therefore, loser buys lunch. And,
loser buys lunch.
There's a few guys that said they're going to bring some sandwiches.
Oh, yes. Winner wins bragging rights.
Yeah. And are you going to come?
I don't know. I haven't had quite the experience with the racing yet, so I don't
well,
know.
Just stop by Hardee's and pick up some sandwiches and come on and join us. <now.
laughs> Yeah, just give it to them before
just,
there's your
just
entrance
show
fee.
Like, okay, man, here
yeah,
we go.
Here's my entry yeah. fee.
I'm sorry, guys. Oh, wow. So let's discuss some more about your professional side.
Okay.
So I know that you have a service where you can sign up as a Part 107 pilot, and you will come, and if you have a job in the area, it will be you can call you or you'll call us and say, hey, look, check it out. So if you want to go to and go through what you do there.
Yeah. So Soaring Sky is I'm the flight director for Soaring Sky and chief pilot. And it's a wonderful organization, SoaringSky.net. You can go check it out on the web. I can give you guys a code. You can use the code THEDUKE.
THEDUKE.
And it's my call sign, unfortunately. but
it's better than CRASH.
Yeah, it gets you 15% off. And you sign up for a whole year's worth of services. And basically, they'll give you a concierge service. And we've introduced ourselves and met a lot of industry professionals. And having that network to ask questions, know where to ask the questions, we find that a lot of the questions are the same questions over and over and over
yep.
again. And so therefore, just knowing those questions and being attuned to what the right answers are, we can try to help out a lot of people.
Exactly. So it's kind of if you're having trouble starting up your own service or you just have some serious questions.
Yeah. And in the previous interview, I was listening to it before I walked in. He was talking about, you know, standards, the industry set standards. We do a lot of the work. So our company, in the services side, we do cell phone tower inspections like you're
mm-hmm.
talking about.
Yep.
Solar farms. We work with some of the industry experts on doing the solar farm inspections, a lot of stuff with police departments and what have you.
Mm.
And then we've created these safety programs with them and worked with them as consultants to create those safety programs. And now we've created a video series for each of those occupations. So you can watch the video series, and not only can you get your 107 license there, but you can also watch the video series on roof inspection. For example.
Exactly. And like he was saying in the previous interview that, you know, when you go for something like a tower inspection, they're going to say, okay, what's your training regimen? What have you done? What is different than just walking out, buying a drone and saying I can fly?
Mm-hmm.
So that's incredibly important, especially in the upcoming years when they change everything up on us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're currently giving out certifications. Certificates. So if you've taken this course and you've passed it, I'll call you up and we'll give you like a little phone test and so forth and do a little face-to-face interview and then decide if we can get you certified and put our stamp on you. And then if there's a job pops up in your area, you sign up as a part of our pilot in our directory, and then a job pops up, we'll pass it over to you.
Excellent. So where are you located on the field? You are in the drone tent And then you guys will be racing out in the cage that's right next to that. That's in the Aviation Innovation Park, I do believe.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. So he's saying potentially Friday for this race.
I think so. Well, maybe Saturday, because Evan Turner arrives, I think, on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So if he arrives in the morning, then Friday. But if he arrives in the afternoon, maybe push to Saturday.
Well, if you can give me a time on that, I will be in the morning for Tommy and Jim's show. And I'll let everybody know so that they can check it out. Because if you haven't heard a 5-inch drone fly, especially wind out with a 4-cell battery, it is wacky sounding.
Screaming loud.
Oh, yes. And you get 6 or 5 of them in the same room going nuts. That's going to be a sight to see.
This last year at Sebring, I don't know if you got to watch some of the videos and so forth, but there was this gravity gate that was very, very controversial. And it was right past the start-finish line. You went through it, and everybody kept crashing. And they would swarm around this thing like bees. And so hearing, you know, 8 of these quads swarming around like bees, just intense, you know?
Excellent. Excellent.
And no mid-airs, huh?
No mid-airs.
Oh, there was lots. It was disastrous.
So what's the rule on the track? You get 3 crashes or before you're disqualified, or is there anything like that?
Not really. I mean, if you can succeed in getting to the track, you go all the way through, and, you know.
Nice.
You have to make it to the first gate.
Yeah.
But, That's the gate rule there. But once you get through there, you know, it's every man for himself.
All right. Well, this has been Mike Den Hartog with Soaring Sky and Multi-GP in the Sebring race. There's going to be one down in 2018. It's in Florida, people. Look it up. It's going to be awesome. And this is the Drone Zone on EAA Radio.